As we begin tonight, I'm going to read out of this book, and it's a book that really taught me a lot about prayer. The book's called The Master is Calling. It's by Lynn Hammond, and you know, and really deals with a lot of her personal journey about prayer. And I want to read some excerpts from a chapter that's entitled Learning to Flow with the Holy Ghost. And our key scripture is in John 14:26. It says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things." And I'm just going to read some of this. It says, "If you are accustomed to following rigidly prescribed formulas for prayer, right now you may be wondering, how will you ever learn to pray from your heart? With no preset outline or steps to guide, how can you be sure you're getting it right? Don't worry about it. You don't have to figure it out on your own. You have the Holy Spirit to teach you. And he can do it very well, too. I can testify to that personally. When I first began my prayer life journey in 1973 as a new believer, freshly baptized with the Holy Spirit, I had no teaching on the subject at all. Although I began to sense the moving of the Spirit within me, directing me to pray, I didn't really always yield to it. One day, I was being particularly disobedient in that area. All day long, I had this thing in my heart to pray for a specific group of people, and I knew it. But instead of taking the time to pray, I just went about my business. That night, the promptings continued. I would wake up for a few minutes with that sense that I needed to pray for this group of people, but instead of yielding, I'd go back to sleep. The next morning, the people or someone from that group called me about their situation and asked if I'd pray for them. They had a dire need, and I regretted not praying earlier as the Lord had prompted me to do so. On that very day, Jesus himself came into my bedroom, pointed his finger at me, and said these words, 'Just as I have written on the stone the commandments of the Lord, so I'm this day writing the commandment of the Lord upon your heart, as it is this, upon your heart, and it is this: this house shall be called a house of prayer.' At that time, I was unfamiliar with the Bible. I didn't even know that God had written the Ten Commandments with his finger on tablets of stone. I didn't know the book of Isaiah said, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer.' But I did know that for days afterward, my heart burned as if it was on fire. I knew I had received a mandate from the Lord for myself, yet I was completely ignorant about how to fulfill it. I'd never heard of things like intercession or travailing in prayer. There were no tapes or seminars on prayer like there are today. The only resource I had, other than the Bible and the Holy Spirit, was a denominational church and a well-meaning minister. That he was so untaught in the things of the Spirit that when I told him I had received the Holy Ghost, he gave me a book about exorcism. There's only one solution. I said, 'Lord, I don't know how to do this, so you'll have to teach me on how to pray.' I didn't say it just once either. I said it over and over again. As a result, I discovered something that absolutely changed my life forever. I discovered that what 1 John 2:27 says, 'But the anointing which you have received from God abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but the same anointing teacheth you in all things, and is true, and is no lie. And even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him.' Day after day, as I trusted the Lord to help me, I found the Holy Spirit would put promptings in my heart to let me know how to pray. His anointing within me would lead me in prayer and teach me all I needed to know if I would only yield to it. So that's how I learned to pray, not by memorizing formulas or following outlines, but by following those promptings of the Spirit. Every time I started to pray, I would check my heart. When I say check my heart, I mean I would look within myself, because that's where the Spirit dwells, to see what God was leading me to pray for. Sometimes those leadings were ever so slight, but I found as I followed them, the Lord would strengthen them and help me to pray them out, even when I didn't understand them in my mind. In those earlier days, as I was learning these things, some of his promptings seemed ever so strange to me. There was one instance in particular in 1974 when I kept seeing, not with my physical eyes, of course, but inside my heart, the image of a man with his fingers crushed. It was a terrible sight, and every time I saw it, I thought, 'Lord, what is that?' Yet the Lord did not reveal to me what it was or who it was. So I simply pray for this person I'm seeing, and I'm trusting the Lord to take care of the situation, whatever it might be. Months later, a man who worked at my husband's place of business was run over by a piece of machinery, and sure enough, his fingers were crushed. The first report that they got from the doctor is that he was going to lose his hand, but he didn't. In fact, it turned out that his hand ended up being just fine. When I heard about that incident, the Holy Spirit quickened my heart and reminded me of those prayers, and I knew then that the man was the one who I'd been praying for. Often when telling about those early days in my prayer life, people ask me how I knew the promptings came from my heart and weren't just imaginations from my mind. The only answer I have is this: I just simply knew. The Holy Spirit taught me just like he will teach you. I will note, however, that I spent a great deal of time reading and meditating the Word of God. And the more I did that, the more easily I could tell when some promptings or thought was from God. I could discern the difference between my mind and my heart because the Word was helping me to divide the two. Then she goes on and says this, why use a list when you have the Holy Spirit? As the years passed, I began to run across various prayer teachings. Some of those teachings took scriptural principles and turned them into outlines and formulas. Others suggested that you use a prayer list that you make by sitting down and trying to think up of everything and everyone that needed prayer. Always eager to improve my prayer life, at times I would try to implement these things that I was reading, but whenever I did, I found that my prayer time started drying up, becoming duty and drudgery. What's more, praying by formula didn't seem to work. When I prayed for my prayer list, for example, I found that if I wrote neatly on a page all the things I wanted to pray about and numbered them, say 1 to 25, the first item on the list always got the most prayer. I'd really go after number one. I'd say, Lord, I just lift this person up. Father, help them to finish their course. You prayed, you prepared for them, give them wisdom and revelation, strengthen them with your might and direct their steps, keeping them in your perfect will. The second person on the list would get a little bit less prayer. Item number three received even less attention. By the time I reached number five, I'd actually just slap the page and say, Lord, bless them. Even I started in the middle of the list, number 25, never got any prayer. I would think this isn't right, so I would go back to praying by the leading of the Spirit. I would go back and follow my heart. Eventually, I didn't even try any of those methods of prayer because I found that when I prayed by yielding to the Spirit, I enjoyed a greater manifestation of God's power and presence, and I saw manifestations. And it's his manifest presence that keeps me coming back to prayer. Because really, prayer is about the fellowship and what takes place between you and the Father in prayer. It's not just true in my life either, that's true for every Christian. Every born-again believer has a desire to let communication flow from their heart to God. Just a little bit more here. Because I remember one woman said to me, you know, when I first began my relationship with the Lord, I had the most wonderful times in prayer. I would just talk to God so easily, and we would fellowship, and I enjoyed his presence. But after a while, when I got some teaching, I started learning how to regiment my prayer life, and I put all the different kinds of prayers in little boxes so everything could be all neat and tidy. When I did that, I lost the joy of communion with God, and I began to pray less and less. Finally, I just decided to go back to that relationship I had with him in the beginning. And when I did, I rediscovered my love for prayer. The truth is, praying by unction of the Holy Spirit is the only biblical way to pray. How else are you going to obey the scriptural instructions given in Ephesians 6:18 to pray for all saints? When the Bible says all saints, it means all saints. The first time I read that verse, I thought to myself, how am I going to pray for all saints if I don't know all saints? I figure I could probably make up a list of about 1,000 people, and I might be able to cover the list in a month or so, but that's still not praying for all saints. Then one day it came to me like a flash. If I'm going to pray for all saints, I will have to have the help of the Holy Ghost. He knows them all. He knows who needs to be prayed for right now. He knows exactly what to pray. Why would I resort to using a list when I can be led by him? Actually, if you read all of Ephesians 6:18, you'll see it specifically tells us that how we're to pray. It says, pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season, in the Spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty. To that end, keep alert and watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding in behalf of all the saints, God's consecrated people. Notice that verse doesn't instruct us to pray with our heads. It commands us to pray at all times in the Spirit. Some people think to pray in the Spirit means to pray in other tongues, but that's not necessarily true either. Sometimes tongues are in the Spirit, sometimes they aren't. To pray in the Spirit means to follow the leadership of the Holy Ghost and pray as He directs. He may direct you to pray in tongues. He may direct you to pray in supplication for a particular person in a specific way. He may direct you to worship God. He may direct you to bind the devil, to pray in the Spirit. You must flow with Him. And I'm just going to stop there. But I just wanted to bring that out of understanding that our prayer, number one, is about relationship. Number two, it's not about necessarily having a list, but it's about following the unction of the Holy Spirit that's down on the inside of us. Now, we have a proper order, and this is corporate prayer. So when we're praying over something, we're all praying over one specific thing, and we're all focused on that one particular thing and adding our agreement and adding our faith to that. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Joseph, I want you to come up and start tonight.
Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you again for this opportunity to come together as a group of believers to open up our wells. You said in your word that blesses a person that finds the wisdom and that men of understanding know how to draw it out. And so, Lord, today we're going to draw out tonight the things that you're going to put on our hearts, because you love Heritage of Faith. You love your children. You love everyone in this world. Your goal, Lord, is for everyone to know you. And so, Father, I know that as we enter in, as we get subjects, as they come up, Father, as they come out, Lord, the whole purpose behind this, Father, is for your love. It's for your manifestation to be fulfilled as we do this in the name of Jesus. Sharia trish kiria tro shatari kodia tro shataria padia trish shiria tro shkaria tro diatro trish kiria tro diatro shakaria tra shataria padia tro shash kadia tro shidia tri diatro shakaria tro sharia tro shkaria tra shatara patre shakaria tro shatatiria kom shliria tro shataria trish kiria tro shatataria kom shash sharia tro shataria trish kiria tro Father, we thank you that Heritage of Faith is a house of prayer in the name of Jesus. It's one of the things that you put on the heart of Pastor Justin to say, that we are a people of faith. This is a place where the glory is, and it's a house of prayer also. We have a sphere of influence. And Lord, we've prayed this before, and it's come up in our hearts. Lord, I thank you that everyone in here, each individual at Heritage of Faith, Father, begins to tap into this relationship, begin to tap into this prayer relationship, Father, so that you can pick any one of us in the middle of the night, any one of us, and show what you need to be prayed out. Show us things to come in the name of Jesus. Show us things to come here at Heritage of Faith, Father, and we'll step up to the challenge, Lord. We'll actually step up to the relationship and enjoy it. We'll enjoy our prayer time. Make this be a family of believers that enjoy their prayer time in the name of Jesus, that we grow deep in the name of Jesus in prayer. Deep in the name of Jesus in prayer. Deep calls unto deep in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for teaching us as a church how to draw up that relationship, Lord, how to get excited to be yielding to the Holy Spirit, whether we're out in the marketplace, whether we're in the car driving, whether we're at home, wherever we're at. Father, I thank you that you're putting into our hearts a people of prayer in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just lift up our nation to you. Hallelujah. We lift up our nation and all the things that are taking place, Father, around our nation, the things that are happening from one side of this nation to the other side of this nation. Hallelujah. Mosabri katalamaha sor rebeya. ishokotor rogosa terebeya eshele mahasongon derreina idorobogo shombrongon derredege esor rebeya asombrende dedegisti. Oh Father, I declare that the church is strong. The church is strong in this hour. Hallelujah. I declare that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is strong in this nation. Lord, I thank you that all the things that are coming up, Lord, the things that are that we see about the eclipse, the things that we see with the elections that are happening this year. Thank you for all the things that are going on, Lord, that as a church we will remain steady, we'll remain strong. Thank you, Lord, that we'll not get off to the left hand or the right, Lord, but Lord, we'll put everything in its proper place and everything in its proper things, Lord, that thank you that it's your word that steadies your church. It's the word that establishes the church. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that we run after you. We run after you. Kala mahasebre tin lana es sombrende de ge es sor rebeya es sombarinda la mando rogoya yendele moko sombrande de ge eso nasele ne mondo rogoso cor rebaya. Ye kayande le maya o sombrande de ge esso tor rabaya ye kala ma andor rogoso ko tor rabaya ye ne sombrande de ge esso rabaya ye kayanda la mando rogo tor rabaya ye tor ramando lo shebrena e tor rabaya. Lord, we know we're living in the last days. We know we're living, hallelujah, in the end of the end times, and we know we're living in that sliver of time that's referred to, Lord, and Lord, we just keep our focus on you. We keep our focus on you, that the church would not be deceived, that believers would not be deceived, but Lord, we would stay anchored. We stay anchored in the word. We'd stay anchored. Ana moso dege eshotor rabaya yesemende lekiti ando robosa yekayanda la mahasor rebeya, that we'd be anchored in the midst of this election cycle. We'd be anchored. Deselamondo rogoso cor rabaya yendele monsongon de reya, that as things are shaking, that as the winds are blowing, that as the things that may happen in our nation and around in our communities, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that the church will remain unshakable, that the church will remain founded upon a rock. Hallelujah, that the church is strong, that when things are moving and things that are being tossed to and fro, that the church will be the stability, Father, within the society in which we need to be, that we will be strong. We will be strong. Undergird the church in this hour, that the church will be undergirded, that leaders will be undergirded, that the voices, Lord, of righteousness, Father, within this nation that you are exalting, that you, the voices you're exalting in this nation, Lord, that they will be strong and stable and not even easily moved, that the voices of holiness, voices of that are strong in the midst, Lord, that they will be able to stay fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, that they won't be tossed in any way. Imbrotala make no moso yedele eshodo rogotor rebe that the enemy would not be able to use deception, the enemy would not be used false things, but the church would be steady, established in the faith. Ekoya mando loko tor rabaya, eshayanda la masor rabaya. Yes, the church not being tossed to and fro by winds of doctrine, not tossed to and fro by worldly things, worldly opinions, things that are happening, but stable, growing up into Him who is the head, even Christ. Hala masor rabaya. Thank you for a greater maturity coming to the body of Christ, a greater level of maturity coming up. Ah, no more sabrana. Oh, that the church would come up in maturity. Come up in maturity. Alama sor redeya. Esemende rinda la maha sor rebeya. O songonde rende le ki ando dogoso cor rabaya. Yebrande le bosa brande de degena. Itor robogo sor rebeya. Ye koyinde le demandor regeda de bo sabrana. E no moshede de gisi andor rabaya. Ikomo sobra baba baye yedele dede bogo sombrendena indodro bogo shondolo dogoso korrebaya. Oh, give the politicians of our nation, the leaders, Father, in high government, to be able to lean upon the church, to lean upon the church. Oh, namasede de bo regeda ede baaso regeta la namando regeya es sombromo mogo torrebaya zebre. Endili gidiando logoso cor rabaya e non do rogoso. Oh, thank you, Father, that just as Nebuchadnezzar was ever to lean upon the Daniels, thank you that the church is entering into a place of maturity and strength. Oh, mandele nende de gidiando, that we can be trusted in, that we can be leaned upon. Oh, namahasele de deboso rebeya. Oh, yende namando robogo socor rebeya. Oh, give the leaders of our nation, hallelujah, a courage to trust. Trust in the church. To trust in the church. Give them the courage to step out and support the church and undergird the church. That when they don't know what to do, when they don't know what to do, when the leaders of our nation don't know what to do, when Senate doesn't know what to do, when the House of Representatives don't know what to do, I thank you that the church will be the lighthouse. The church will be the city that's set upon a hill. Hallelujah. And the church will step into its position and place of strength, Lord, in this government, in this nation. Indobo salabande de degeto robosa yena mator rebaya. Yo namasele nene mondo rogoso. Lord, we know there's a lot of things. We know there's a lot of things that are trying to come within our government to take our nation in the wrong direction. Lord, we bind the plans of the enemy that would cause this nation to go in the wrong direction. Everything, Father, that is entering into the House of Representatives, everything that's entering into the Senate, everything that is coming across the desks of the 9 Supreme Court justices, everything that's coming across the commander in chief of this nation, everything that's coming across their desk that would take our nation in the wrong direction, we command that you put a stop to those policies, you put a stop to those procedures, you put a stop to those things right now. We bind the enemy, we bind darkness, we bind wrong voices, we bind things that, Lord, that will not promote righteousness, and we command those things to come to nothing in the name of Jesus. And whatever is on their desk, whatever is in front of them, that things for righteousness, Lord, that you give them the wisdom and you give them the peace and you give them understanding. Give them understanding. Give them understanding. Give them eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to understand righteousness. And give them the ability to see unrighteousness. Kenemo so de geista, elema hasombre neki, ikobrane neki dobrona, yetelebo oshede de geto dogolone meya, ikondabo osetele de boko tor rogo de re ne, ezemende ligando do rogo tor re gete rebeya, yemende rindalamo shobrongonde rende de ge eso rabaya. Yendele moko tor rogo soko tor rabaya. Yendele ne mondo rogo tor regeina. Yendele de moko songon de rebeya. Oh, de sebrendeina kanda regede de gede de bo oso rabaya. Oh, yemende. Oh, just as we even mentioned yesterday, that the princes of this world, if had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. We declare that there are some things. There are some things that the enemy has tried to put into place and put into practice. And if he had only known, he would not have done it, because what he has tried to establish will turn on them. And the traps and the schemes that the enemy has tried to do behind closed doors, that according to the Psalms, that the traps they have laid, they will fall into it themselves. De sobre te clena mando se lena maya yete shabrate le de geno o yo do gozo conde rinda le de borre dea ye kendo mosa ke de bo sobrona e na le de boco torro gozo corre bea. Even in Esther's day, they were gallows. There were gallows that were established. There were gallows that were built with the intent for Mordecai to be hung upon, but it will be the fact that what they're doing and the things that they are establishing, they will fall into it themselves. Ye como sada de beya tele de bo sabrana es le de bo sotor rebaya. Oh, you even did it in Nehemiah's day with Sambal and Tobiah. Es sotolomogo regeya da aso rebeya es zemende ligando logo torro go tor rebaya de sobroca tele de ge de bo sabrana idolo bo shabrata ge de rebe de le de bo rebaya. E camasso bro catina maya yom bronda lena mondo rogo tor rabaya o zebrendi ligidia so rogo tor rabaya genmo sabrati likista pratikela da bor rabaya yo kate sele monde ligidiandor mode brede legeda boko so rabaya ye kayandele moko dele de bo tor raba bezebrende de geto raboso o ye tishtam brande de ge eso rabaya o ye diligidia so ko rabaya Goyin de lekendo dogo soko to tolobo ushta branda de ishi. Goyata la mahande de gishti asi. Sabande le kitondo rogo brande. Ibukora baba shetende legendo dogo shoko to redilina. Ne rinda le ne moida andalana mogo yotoshti klede boze. Zedelebo o jenge digiri andologo o sabrandeleia indorogo shikela dabo o sabrana I koriotor rabaya de sobrogate likide de digi isho so om barita lanamando dogo shokotor rabaya gen motor rebegi de digi isho tokosor rabaya O yabar rida la mahashokor rebeya. O yabander rede isho. Zo yatala mahando tokoshar rebeya. Bir rabaki yatala bo osho rebeya. Gen mondele de gita roboso tor rebeya. Go yatala mando dor rogoso. Disho tor rebeya. De so rege de lana mando regeina. I koyon dolora bo katiela rabo sabranene. I kotola bo shabrade de ge so rabaya. Do shalamando go sabrane. Anybody has anything to pray out concerning any of these things? E undoloko shara da 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 ishi goya branda da 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 ishi o barita lanana mando rogoso o yata lana mando rogoso tor rabai baita lana mando rogoso kor rabai bombarite de 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 gisto koso bronda rabai Hey, on do so corre gaira da rabaya. O yatala ramando do go sharada. Betti ki la rabo o shatala namaso. Dera boshon gondar rebeya. Father, we just align ourselves with heaven. Align ourselves with heaven. We don't know how to pray for the earth. We don't know how to pray for all that's taking place in the earth. We don't know what to pray as it pertains to people that haven't heard the gospel yet. We don't know how to pray as we all concerning the world stage and what's on your timetable and what's your alignment. What your alignment is with things prophetically. We can only see in part, and we could only prophesy in part. But Lord, there's a plan you have. There's a harvest to reach. There's people to reach. There's things that need to fall in place in the nation of Israel. There's things that need to, there's alliances that need to be established. There's alliances that need to be broken up. There's things that are on your timetable, Lord. And like I said, we don't know how to do that, but you by your Spirit. So right now, Lord, even though in the natural it could be an overwhelming task to pray with the things that are on God's agenda in the earth. Hallelujah. We just align ourselves in the Spirit over that. Imbo kaso shaya namo sade yala namo yadeya. I koso rabaha seina. I dolo shara namonde ber reneya. I koyonda lara mahando dogo sharaya. E yondolo namose. Just get a bird's eye view, get a vision of above the earth and looking down over the earth. E no son de genanashe gele de bosanea. O yende ligandor raganda labahaso de le dedea. Indoloromo sabrana niniazo cor rebea. I coyondolora mahasele deo no mocoyena. I no non aladabate le dedea tosh de keda da da boye. I da baba baba keda da da bosa da 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 isho. E no mo. Yadele de get on the little bosa kede de iso. Yo mama yatele de moyo koto rebeya. Ikona moho shekena namando sa. Enalana matili di giaso ko rogoyena. Yedena mundo rogonda bahase de leki ator redea. Yeneme hesende le de gidi di andolo do goto rabaya. Indolona moso goto rogote rebeya. Jebeda lana mahashe de le gidi andolo do goye. Yendele de mozongonde ringadana ne yadili ando dogo. So rebeya oyendeli ando dogoso gonde de gete rebe de boye oyendeli niando dogoso cor rebeya, that the word would have free course, that the word would have free access, that the word of God would be able to, and the Bible would be able to enter into those nations, enter into those people groups, enter into those villages, enter into even the top places of government. Ora masede de gidi ando logoto regeia yendeli ando dogosongonde redeia. Oh, strengthen the underground churches, strengthen the underground churches. Indo do bosengena namando do rogoye yebede delegidi ando logosongonde rindale de bokoto rebeia zebendeli kiando dogosongonde ridala ramaya doya yemandeli kidi ando do kosa telene indo shemendeli ando dogosa. I borregeda, bredili ando dogosada da di asso cor da baia. I comande le borregena mahasso cor nemea. I dolomoho scedere di ghidi andò do cor rogone. Endeli andò do gossongonde rida. Bedede bode bere rebede le de borrebede al dageno. Gonele ne mahandò do goscende di andò rabai. Iende di gando do goscio coto rebeia. Iendele anamondo rogote redeia. O zomo mogonde rindele de gede de bosso do rogonde rebeia. Rebeia zomomo monde rende de gede de de bosso conde rebeia zomonde rinde le gede na mando logo tor regede zeber rebede de bo regede de de bosso de le gede de di i non mamma yande ne che no moia de lena mo soia deina ora mahande le giriando do gosso cor rebeia ze de boschele de ni ando ne no rogo mai dande de regeno non elede mahadena gayanda dobor regeira o bababa shedede de gidi and rogoze zebede de bojedena ana moye geda mogondo rogoze gena na maya no zebene didi isho dologoda deya o yadala na maya ye mo segeda zebede le de bokor rebaya O zebeda da da bo socor da baia, yom akira da 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 bo socota da baia. O yatile gene mo socor da baia. Desho tor regera. O baba bagita la da 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 gisto so. Zomende lene mo coye de geno. Bo zebede le guide da gaso cotor regera. O sele de bota rada legede de geste queda da baia. Bozebele de bozebegede de gita da baia. Oia. Coi di ando so. Sheida da bozo cotor da baia. Zomomo go shegeda da bozo tor da baia. Oia. Divine encounters, divine encounters. Divine, divine, supernatural, divine encounters. Edebose legere de ishi. Oh, makia da na da da basso. Diondolo gose ke God encounters. God encounters. Sete lodo oste. O bobo sete le de boya dologo tarade. That will open up nations. God encounters. God encounters that will open up villages. God encounters that will free prisoners. God encounters. God encounters. Dele histo broga de 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 ishi. God encounters zege namoso idalada mohosu. God encounters. God encounters. Oda bahasi. God encounters in the midst of Israel right now. God encounters in the midst of the Muslim people. God encounters in the midst of India. God encounters, hallelujah, in China. God encounters. God encounters, hallelujah, in North Korea. God encounters. God encounters all through Indonesia. God encounters through the islands of the world. God encounters. God encounters. Ah, yandala mozeber rede da da geste ke da da boso. O yamama mande de geste ke le de boso kotor rabaya. Esebranda gesto kubrada de ge. God encounters. God encounters. O salada mohose de ishti. God encounters in these parliaments. God encounters. God encounters. Oh, God encounters throughout Africa. God encounters. Esorangen de get. God encounters throughout the nation of Sudan. God encounters. Zalesto broda de gena. Etesta bratikishtike de bo osabrade de. Yoburokatele de esoto rogose. Ozomomogose gede de esorebea. Oh, God encounters. God encounters. Even like that in the Old Testament, God encounters. Elemosa de esoto rebea. O Yamaya, God encounters, Itekeshta Brane, O Yandele Nemondo, Dologoseke, that reveal the one true living God. God encounters, hallelujah, such as that was in Elisha, hallelujah, as it pertained to Baal versus the Elisha's God. Yed no moye, Yedele Eshto Brogoto Rogoste Dele Dabo Ose, O Yemendi Gidi Gandolokosoko Rabaya. Ne sobrede de gesto bro da daia. Oh, yamando do goste ke da da baia. Oh, hallelujah, that the gifts of the Spirit, hallelujah, that the gifts of the Spirit are working. The gifts of the Spirit are working in those unreached places. The gifts of the Spirit, hallelujah, the gifts of the Spirit, hallelujah, are working in the nations of the world. The gifts of the Spirit, hallelujah, are working. De salabo rebeya, the gifts of the Spirit. Adosa breda, words of wisdom, words of knowledge are working. Adesso tor rege talara mando de gote rede. Adesso telemo onde da da'a, the working of miracles, the gifts of healing are working. Are working in places that we thought they wouldn't work. Ah, sotesta brede de deya, etele batele de batele de boye, gandele gede de bogotor regede le de gede de boye, gifts of the Spirit working on airplanes, gifts of the Spirit working in the train systems, the gifts of Spirit working on the tube in Europe, the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit. Ha. We thank you for it. We thank you for the harvest of it. Oh, we thank you for the manifestation of it. Ah, no mo salanaya. Oh, ya dahash de le de boso. Oh, ya badi ligi no do do go so to lo do bose. Oh, ya besi ki de gish da si. Bose brede de ish so. Kenemo sabrada de gesto ko rabaya. Ha doso ko de le de bogo terrebeya. Ka yo doste ke da ishi. Oh, ya barragete de ishi. So ya deste. Sombeste kisi. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Oh, ya batista ke la da ishi. Oh, sabra de gishti. Bosha de legena mom babariki de ishi. De shadara baasi. If there's something you're supposed to pray out in this vein that we're in, just come up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Or speak it out where you are. Oh, hallelujah. Deramosa da 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 ishi. Kumbadigi ish to kusoko de ishi. Zobobobokushoko de ishi. Zomomomogoshungundredende.
When you started and you were talking about how you learned how to pray, I was I was hearing the words of Catherine Coleman. She said, ask Jesus what's on his heart. And then gaze into his heart until you can see the world in the reflection of his eyes. And that's what I want to do. That's how I pray. That's my morning prayers every day. That's how I start. Jesus, what's on your heart? We know he cares for what matters to us. So we should care what matters to him. That's how love works. And I love him. I love him so much that I want to know what's on his heart. And that's how this church should be. And that's how I long for this church to be. And that's how I see this church growing and becoming to be. A church after God's own heart. That we will worship until we have him in our presence. Till we will learn until we can hear his voice. Till we can seek until we can see how he sees. Lord, teach us to hear what's on your heart. Above what the chatter and the world is saying, let us hear what's on your heart. Let us pray what is on your heart. What is heavy to you, Lord? What is important in kingdom matters? I thank you, Lord, that you're teaching us the weightiness of kingdom matters and how they far outweigh anything that we perceive in the natural. I thank you, Lord, that you're teaching us to perceive, to understand, to know your heart. And to seek after it, and to find our own peace there, to find our own joy there, to find our own direction there. I thank you, Lord, that you are the light. And because you are the light, there is revelation where you are. And I thank you, Lord, that we are stepping closer and closer to the light every moment, in every moment. It used to be every day, but now it's every moment. And I thank you, Lord, that we are seeking your heart with all of our hearts. Because we are shaped and molded and made in your image, Lord. You have taught us to pray just as Jesus prayed. Seek ye first. Seek ye first. And so we are seeking ye first. And as we seek ye first, then we are seeking God first and we are seeking the kingdom first. They're all one. They're all in the same place. They're all saying the same thing. Help us to hear clearly, Lord. Help us to seek your heart in all of this. Help us to see this world in the reflection of your love-filled eyes and your sacrificial love. God, I praise you and I thank you that, yes, you have given us signs and wonders to encourage our souls to know that you're near. But even more so, you have given us your very own Son, who is your heart, so that we can seek after him.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Now we just celebrated for us Resurrection Sunday, but actually in the Jewish calendar that wouldn't actually be for another month. Because Passover doesn't start until the 22nd of April and goes till the 30th. But with everything that's happening and everything that's going on, the Word tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And Lord, we come against, Lord, as a corporate body, we come against any and every attack that would try to destroy the Israeli people. Whether they're attack of words, whether attack with weapons, whatever the case might be, whatever plans are done in secret, I thank you that those plans will come to light. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of the people of Jerusalem. And even in this hour, Lord, I thank you that their eyes of their understanding would be enlightened, that they would know the hope of their calling. They would know the inheritance that's in the saints, that they would know the exceeding greatness of your power in this hour. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We declare no loss of life over this season. No loss of life. Just as I saw in the news over, said over America, and it said that this spring season would be the worst season that we've ever had for tornadoes. So, Father, we uproot those words, and we declare that it will not be so. Lord, you've given us authority over this community, and, Lord, we take authority over the words that have been spoken that this would be the most destructive spring season that this nation has ever seen. And even though it's raining now, Lord, we declare that there's weather that we need, there's weather that's instrumental, but Lord, we declare no loss of life, and we declare no destruction over our communities. We declare that no one a part of Heritage of Faith would lose a house, would lose a family, would lose a loved one having pertained to weather. We declare there's a bloodline. There's the blood of Jesus over all of our properties, and we declare no destructive tornadoes, wind, storm, or hail will bring destruction towards anything we possess. Angels encamp around our properties, encamp around our church, camp around our properties, and those, Lord, of this house, Lord. All of the partners, all those that go throughout the Midwest, Lord, we declare divine protection and divine life, Lord. That no weapon formed against them or their properties would prosper in any way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we have the rain that we need. Thank you, Lord, that all of our water levels are coming up to where they need to be. Hallelujah. Thank you that you're filling our streams, you're filling our lakes, you're filling our rivers. Hallelujah. You're filling our water table where it needs to be. Hallelujah. In this season. Thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we lift up Dr. Savelle to you as he's leaving on Wednesday for a church tour, that we just lift up his meetings in Little Rock, Arkansas, Lincoln, Nebraska, Rockfield, Illinois, Hespera, California, Spring Valley, California, Visalia, California, New York, New York, on several meetings, Lord. Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you, Father. Centennial, Colorado. Lone Tree, Colorado. Federal Heights, Colorado. Columbia, South Carolina. North Palm Bay, Florida. Hallelujah. Lord, we lift all these meetings that are coming up to you. Branson, Missouri at the Victory Campaign, Lord, that's coming up this weekend, Lord. Lord, every meeting, Lord, that he has, Lord, I thank you he's in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing with the right people. We thank you for right relationships. Thank you, Lord, for causing his voice to go out to the masses and the message of progression, the message of advancement, the message of promotion, Lord, will be able to come out of him with clarity. Thank you for signs and wonders and miracles following the word preached. Thank you, Father, for just a greater fire in his belly. Thank you for a fire in his belly, Lord, just that's burning on the inside of him, Lord, that everywhere he goes, I thank you, Lord, he's blazing a trail. Thank you for adding partners to his ministry. Thank you, Father, for all his needs are met, Lord. Thank you for increasing him in every way, Lord. Thank you for wisdom, Lord. as it pertains to building, wisdom as it pertains to relationships, wisdom as it pertains to things in media and TV. Thank you for wisdom beyond his years, beyond his experience. Thank you, Lord Father, for placing around him, Father, all those that are necessary. Thank you, Lord, that him and Miss Carolyn, Lord, will trust the wisdom, Lord, that give them the ability to trust the wisdom and the insight, Lord, to those that are around them, Father. Thank you, Father, for sending, Lord, hallelujah, partners, Lord, that are called to expand the kingdom of God. Thank you, Father, expanding the kingdom of God. Thank you for the buildings that you've called us to build. Lord, we thank you for the millions and millions of dollars that we need to fulfill the assignment, Lord. Hallelujah, on this church, Lord, on all of our offices, Lord, in South Africa, in England, in Canada, in Australia, Lord, in Africa, Lord. Everything that we're called to do, Lord, we call the millions and millions of dollars needed. We call it into this ministry, Lord, that even is as you put it on the heart of partners, Lord, to send money in, Lord. But that even, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you're even putting our heart, Lord, on unsaved, Lord, the wealth of the wicked, Lord. We're calling it into this ministry. We declare it's ours. We declare it's harvest time, Lord. It's harvest time, Father, because it's harvest time because, Lord, there's a people to reach. There's people, there's lives to be changed, communities to be built, churches to be built. Hallelujah. Ministers that need to be trained. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We call it forth. We call it in, Lord. Hallelujah. We call it in, Lord. Hallelujah. We call it in. Hallelujah, Lord. And we just thank you for all that needs to be accomplished through Heritage of Faith this week. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the service on Wednesday night. Victorious Adults on Saturday, the mobile food outreach on Saturday, the service on Sunday. Hallelujah. And Lord, praise the Lord this Sunday, going back in to the juvenile detention center in person, Lord. So, Lord, right now, Lord, let's just pray in the spirit all that needs to take place Wednesday through Sunday night, Lord. Oh, and tomorrow is the outreach to Tarleton University. Lord, so we bring these things before you. Ibra kalamando ragashti. Preparing hearts. Oh, preparing hearts. Hallelujah. Preparing hearts. Hallelujah. And preparing the ministers. Preparing the hearts, then preparing the ministers. Preparing the hearts and preparing the ministers. Hallelujah. Preparing the hearts of the hearers. Praying the hearts of the hearers. In the Lama Hasea. Oh, bringing in those that need to serve. Bringing the volunteers in. Bringing the service teams together. Bringing the ministry of helps together. Oh, bringing the people in that will bring about greater doors of opportunity. Hallelujah. Thank you for divine appointments. Divine appointments. Tomorrow at Tarleton University. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. That every message that we preach will be a message that's in season. Hallelujah. Every conversation that's had will be a conversation in season. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that as our body are having God conversations, that, hallelujah, the Spirit of God quickens them in their conversations. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So be it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise you for it, Father. Praise you for it, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, as Nikki leaves to South Africa on Wednesday, I thank you, Lord, as she leaves, I thank you that she'll be a blessing to Pastor John and Pastor Sharon and the church there in South Africa. Hallelujah. And to Drew and her family, Father, that's there. Thank you, Lord, just for your divine protection in every way, divine protection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Jesus is Lord. We declare Jesus is Lord, hallelujah, over Heritage of Faith. Jesus is Lord over this ministry. Jesus is Lord, hallelujah. And you said when you lift Jesus, when Jesus is lifted up, all men will be drawn unto him. So, Lord, we make Jesus Lord. So I thank you, hallelujah, that people can't help but be drawn to this house, this property. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We declare it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we just thank him? Can we praise him for a moment? Hallelujah. We're thankful. We receive. We believe we receive when we pray. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We rejoice in answered prayer. We rejoice in the fact that we got to align with heaven. Hallelujah. And pray the things our eye hadn't seen nor ear heard. Hallelujah. But the things that you prepared for those that love you. Thank you, Lord. We are grateful, Lord, that we got to be used by you today. We're grateful that we got to be in unity today because, Lord, it's in that unity, Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever we pray, hallelujah. Hallelujah, will be done. Will be done. Hallelujah. So what we pray tonight will be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It is done. It is done. It is finished. It is done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, we receive when we pray. Hallelujah. 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 We appreciate y'all coming out on a rainy Monday night, stormy Monday night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, go give him Jesus. Dodge the raindrops.